right, and over to Ginny. We're starting sharp today.
I'll have to leave it with you. Richard's with us. Right, we're just starting. We're just starting. Okay. So, good morning. We're on a, I don't know what the word is. Anyway, good morning. Oh, it's so good to be here. And we're going to praise the Lord this morning. And our message is, I am the Good Shepherd. And the Lord is so many things to us. And we're going to sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. We're going to follow it with As the Deer Pants for the Water, where we sing about him being our friend and our brother. So let's start with those two. I'll just pray before we start, and then we'll get straight into the first song. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that we can be here this morning. Lord, thank you that we can come and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you that we have this freedom to worship you in this place. And Lord, we just give this morning to you because that's why we're here. And we thank you that you are the Good Shepherd. You are our Father. You are our brother, our friend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you this morning. Amen. So praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
My soul, the King of Heaven, to his tea I tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like thee his praise shall sing. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to our fathers in distress. Praise him still the same forever, slow to child and swift to death. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, glorious in his faithfulness. Father, like he tends and spares us, well our feeble frame he knows. In his hands he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, widely as his mercy flows. Angels help us to adore him. Ye behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, dwellers all in time and space. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise with us.
As the deer pants
so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you. Long are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit heal. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. My friend and all my brother, even though you are a king, I love you more than
to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. We now come to you in prayer, O Lord, and we remember how Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And we thank you, Lord, for the way you care for your own people. If we stray, you come to us, you forgive us, you lead us back into the fold or to the fellowship from which we may have strayed. Your forgiveness is remarkable, and it speaks clearly of how much you love us all. Lord, we come to you now, and despite our failings, we offer our lives afresh to you. May you equip, empower, and lead us, for you are for us so much more than the Good Shepherd, for you also are our Saviour and the Lord of our lives. May you help us to be your servants in providing for all people in need. And today especially, we pray for David, for Nicole, for John and Margaret, for Stuart, and for April. may we also be used to bring more people to you, that they may have the peace that passes all understanding, and that they may enter that outstanding relationship with you, the relationship which we will treasure until the day when we meet you personally in eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So we're going to follow the prayers with Abba Father, remembering that he'll never let us go.
He is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?"
So as we come to look at I Am the Good Shepherd, we're going to sing, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
Translation that I've chosen, which I think does the passage the credit it deserves, comes from the Message. If someone is willing to read 1 Peter 5 verses 1 to 11 from the Message, then I've got it here ready. I would value a volunteer. Now we come to today. I am the Good Shepherd. Those famous I Am words from Jesus. He said, "I am the Good Shepherd." And the word good describes the model that others may safely imitate. See, Jesus pointed out four special ministries that he performed as the Good Shepherd. We also need his care, don't we? He's a wonderful, wonderful person who cares for all his people. So number one, verses 11 to 13, Jesus dies for the sheep. Throughout the Bible, God's people are compared to sheep. And that comparison is a good one. Sheep are clean animals, unlike pigs. They are defenseless and need the care of a shepherd. As believers, we must surely know how the Good Shepherd has helped us. Just think of personal examples when he's been there for you, when he's cared for you in difficult times. Well, we've all got those pictures back that we can look at, those memories, those true incidents when Jesus has helped us. Jesus contrasted himself to the one who watched over the sheep only because he is paid to do so and often runs away when they are in danger. Whereas, as he says, the true shepherd stays and cares for the flock. The good shepherd purchased the sheep and they are his because he died for us. Just think of a moment of the cost that bought our salvation. Picture Jesus on the cross, the blood dripping down. Who cared? Well, some were mocking him. Others were in prayer. It was a great cost that we always need to realize, that Jesus, giving his life, paid for us. So Jesus dies for the sheep. Number two, he knows his sheep. Verses 14 to 15. Now the word know means much more than an intellectual awareness. Now, it speaks of an intimate relationship between God and his people. He knows our name. He also knows our natures. He also knows our needs. And therefore, he will not fail us. He will not fail us. He loves his own, and he shows that love in the way that he cares for us. And my friends, don't think he doesn't know everything about us, because he does. We've got no secrets from the Lord, no secrets from our good shepherd. He knows all about our actions, and he also knows about our thoughts. So we need to be careful, don't we? But you know, the wonderful thing is, although he knows all this, he is always there for us. His love is wonderful. Number three, verse 17, he loves the lost. The good shepherd brings the sheep into the flock. There is but one flock, and the people of God belong to the good shepherd. God has his people that he loves all round this world, and he will call them and gather them together. So the missionary message of the Gospel of John, my friends, is obvious. So is the gospel message of Luke. For God so loved the world that he died for a lost world, and his desire is that people should reach that lost world with the message of eternal life. And you could say, well, I don't find it easy to speak out. I don't know who is saved and who is not. oh, I can't approach that person because they revolt me. We could make so many excuses. But of course we can speak for Jesus. How? Because that's part of the work of the Spirit. Without the Spirit, yes, we cannot do it, maybe, but with the Spirit, we are equipped, we are empowered, and as I've found more than once, we are given the words that we just stuttered. We didn't know what to say. And then suddenly the words come into our mouths. Oh yes, the Spirit is tremendous. The Spirit is powerful. And the Spirit will use us to do those things that we find difficult to do. And then finally, number 4, verses 17 to 21. The good shepherd takes up his life again. Now his voluntary death was followed by his victorious resurrection. We know, don't we, that he laid his life down willingly. And when Jesus cried on the cross, "It is finished," he voluntarily yielded up his spirit to the Father. And as we know, 3 days later, he voluntarily took up his life again, and he arose from the dead. The Father gave him this authority in love. Sometimes the Scripture teaches us that it was the Father who raised the Son. But the Scripture also shows that the Son stated that he had authority to take up his own life again. And friends, both are true. For the Father and the Son work together in perfect harmony. I wonder, are you looking forward to when you die? Not too easy, you know. And we wonder how we might die. We worry about that. We wonder about when it might be. But you know, as believers, we don't have to worry, do we? We don't have to worry. Because there's a better life coming for us. And that's why, when I go, I'd love to see my loved ones there, to see that it's not something that is sad, but is peaceful, it's glorious. For we're going into a world that is so much better. You know, my friend, if we ever doubt God's love, we are reminded by the Good Shepherd of God. We are reminded of his real, pure, and everlasting love. Yes, the Good Shepherd loves us. He will never fail us. He will be there through thick and thin. And to him be the glory. Amen.
So, a bit different today. I was looking for songs around I Am the Good Shepherd. And obviously we sung one just now, which is based on Psalm 23, as we did last time we were talking about the Good Shepherd. But I wanted to find one that's sung about I lay down my life for you. So we've downloaded, with the help of Richard, thank you, one from YouTube. It's a beautiful song, and it is the Father speaking to us, the Good Shepherd speaking to us. So feel free to just listen to the words if you want to, or join in if you want to. The chorus is easy. I mean, the song is easy, I think, too, but there's instrumentals in it, and we haven't got time to learn it properly. So if I play it and then do join in if you would like to, or just soak in the words.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Never.
Let it on.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, sorry.